Hey guys, what's up? It's Kara. Long time no hear from. I know, right? It's been crazy. Stuff's been wild. Pandemonium and whatnot. But I'm glad to be back with you, and I hope you're glad to hear my voice. I think this officially marks the second season, although it doesn't quite feel like it. But yeah, whatever. That's what we'll call it. I'm jumping into a mini episode with you guys, trying out a different format. Tell me if you like it or if you don't. And yeah, stay tuned for more stuff like this. Hey, you guys, it's Kara. I wanted to come to you today to talk about a topic that I think is really important, but doesn't really get touched on enough. And it's intimacy. And while the term by itself can seem pretty like salacious, I want to make sure, and I'll cover this, but I want to make sure to define what intimacy means to me. I'm not gonna like go to dictionary.com or anything like that to reference it, but I want to be clear on what it is that I'm talking about and like the lens that I'm viewing this information through. So when I think of the term intimacy, I think of the level of closeness or the expression of the level of closeness that I feel to another being. And I think that there is an intimacy that we share within all of our relationships that we have, and I think that comes that spans all the way from perhaps familial relationships to friendships to romantic partnerships, hookups, when you're in like with someone, when you're in love with someone. I think there's even a level of intimacy that we share amongst we share with ourselves. How we treat ourselves and what we take time to do for ourselves, I think are all tied into the concept of intimacy, or at least for me. And while I'm talking about this, I guess I think it's appropriate that you define intimacy for yourself. Maybe that'll happen as a result of listening to this conversation. Or if you've never considered what intimacy is to you, then perhaps it's a good thing to think about. Now, I think it's important to talk about intimacy because I feel like it's become popular to define relationships by exclusivity or an amount of exclusivity, i.e. There being a correlation between the amount of exclusivity and the amount of intimacy that exists in a relationship. Although I feel like there's also been a popularized sect of relationship that exists where there are intense levels of disclosure and intense levels of physical contact or physical intimacy. However, there's not the interpersonal closeness that I'm referencing when I talk about intimacy. Case in point, if you've ever listened to the pilot episode of my podcast, It's a Jungle in Here, which is available on anchor.com, anchor.fm, and the Anchor app, as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. In the pilot episode, I talk about a relationship that I was in that was completely devoid of intimacy. Yet I was like going on dates with this guy, having sex with this guy for probably a year before we got to a space where I forced a conversation about the lack of intimacy in our relationship. And it led to him disclosing that he didn't feel that level of intimacy with me, nor was he trying to achieve that level of intimacy with me. And so my knee-jerk reaction was to cut and fucking run. Like, what am I doing this for? And in the conversation, like, I wasn't aimed at being a dick about it, although my feelings were hurt once I understood that he wasn't seeking that level of intimacy with me, because, like, I feel like a cool bitch. Like, you should be able to. I don't know. I expect that anyone that I'm dealing with in a sexual nature, I also want to have a friendship, a kinship, a closeness, a something with them. If for no other reason, then it's gonna make the sexual nature of our relationship better because we are close. But everybody's not like that, right? Everybody doesn't want to feel that from another person. Sometimes a dude's just trying to get his dick wet, or vice versa. And not to discredit that type of relationship, because that relationship has, it serves its purpose, and you know, it meets the needs of whomever is engaging in it. And maybe it has its season with that person. Some seasons are longer than others. Maybe it's 6 months, maybe it's several years, or maybe people place certain people into certain buckets where a certain level of intimacy is never achievable. I discovered in that incident that I talk about in the pilot that I was in that bucket. I was in a very shallow emotional bucket. I was in a shallow intimacy bucket with this dude, and I didn't know that. I could have guessed it, but I thought that it was a wall that over time I was going to be able to break down. Like, far be it for me to think that my charm and personality and womanly wiles were not going to clearly win this dude over, and then we were going to make it to some like level of disclosure and connectedness where you know, we were just having like amazing sex, or like laughing with each other, or treating each other as friends, because I just thought that that was a given. Because if we're not working toward that eventual end, like, why are we even dealing with each other, is the thing that I had in my mind. But it was in my mind. It wasn't, it hadn't been outwardly expressed until he led me to understand that I wasn't going to get that from him. And even then, I didn't negotiate. I didn't like rally for a greater stake in his heart or mind or like emotional sphere. I took it for what it was. I'm not the type to try to convince someone that I should have a greater stake in their life than I have. Either you fuck with me or you don't. And that is what it is. I mean, like, you know, bully for you if you do it, and fuck you if you don't. But yeah, like, I don't typically try to force my hand on that type of thing. So back to the general talk about intimacy in total. I do feel like physical intimacy does beget emotional connection if that's what you're open to. Like, if I have sex with a guy 3 times, we go together, flat out. Whether he knows it or not, whether I even want to admit it or not, I feel like I lay claim to you to a degree because I wouldn't share my body, my personal like safety, my space, my bed. I don't want to smell you like that if we're not like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to chemically be influenced by you. Like on a biological, scientific level. I don't want to be swapping pheromones if, yeah, I don't really like you like that. And I am emotionally always a person that's looking to find a deeper connection with a person. If I value you in that way. Now, if I don't value you in that way, it's probably a different story, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about intimacy. So, physical intimacy shared with a romantic partner is one thing. Whereas physical intimacy that you share with a stranger or a coworker or someone that you otherwise have a wall, a non-romantic buffer between you. And it may start as non-romantic and there be physical intimacy like touch or closeness or sharing a space where you can just be comfortable and silent with a person. That is, to me, also another way that intimacy can be expressed in a non-romantic manner. You can have intimacy and closeness with a pet. There's no language that's exchanged. That's not to say that there's not communication between you and that other being. You know what you know about how you feel in your mind, body, and heart when you share space with this person. You know what it is, or this being. You know what it is to miss this being when they're not around. You feel a loss, just like you feel a presence. So there's some balance there, but there's acknowledgement. The acknowledgement has to exist before the balance can exist. I think that part is particularly important when we're talking about intimacy, not only physical intimacy, but when we're talking about emotional connection or the connection that allows for vulnerability or disclosure or trust. It allows for some people to take risks based on that, or for others to act out when they've disclosed or become vulnerable and they feel like they were mishandled on the other end by the other person. Just to circle back a little bit and talk on physical intimacy, I think a trap that we get into too when it comes to physical romantic intimacy is not understanding what we like from a physical, sexual, romantic standpoint before we get into intimate situations with another person. Specifically, this is probably a topic that I could pull out of this one and talk about standalone because shit gets deep, but understanding arousal or sexual desire, understanding orgasm, sexual pleasure, masturbation even, like the things that make you tick, the things that get you off, it's probably important that you understand what those are before you mistakenly credit another person with having manipulated those things out of you, created those spaces in your brain, or created those physiological reactions based on either the mechanics, like the physical mechanics of what you are engaged in with that person, or the emotional commitment you have to that person. It's easy to say, you know, after we have sex 3 times, we go together. But like, if each of those times the sex was trash, it's not a hard and fast rule. You know, if if there's no deeper level of intimacy from time 1 to time 3, then like, does the rule still apply? If I'm doing everything for you and I'm getting you off just great, and the same is not true for me, and you're not even working toward that goal, am I really trying to lock you down like that? No, really not. I think it's important, especially for women, because societally we're not told to explore. We're not enculturated to understand our bodies. It's not socially acceptable, typically, that women be comfortable with pleasuring themselves. I feel like I've seen so many movies from middle school on, especially coming of age movies, comedies, rom-com, whatever, that in some way, somehow, there's always a like masturbation scene. There's always some adolescent, pre-adolescent boy that is getting himself off, or something surrounding that, right? And like, it's been normalized to the point that we accept that little boys do that. Little boys grow up, they realize one day they got a dick, they realize one day that like, it gets hard as a result of a thought, a action, a touch, a something. And eventually they understand what self-pleasure is. I've never seen any, I've never seen an example of that in art, in the, you know, enculturation of young girls and how they relate to their sexuality. Like, there is no such thing. There is no societally agreed upon way in which young women are taught about self-pleasure. I think we carry that on into adulthood. And I think that that definitely affects the way that we as women could potentially look at intimacy, or who's responsible for setting the tone on physical, romantic intimacy, both physical like closeness and emotional depth when it comes to romantic relationships. So I want to challenge you to think about intimacy as the I was gonna say gravitational pull, but like, that's not the example I wanna give. Think about it as the connection that you share with another being. Maybe not even another being, the connection that you share with beings. Because yourself, you're included in that too. You don't want to leave yourself out of the space that you make for intimacy in your life. Just like you don't want to leave yourself out of the space that you make for love in your heart, right? Because it's important to have self-love. Without self-love, there can be no true self-care. Protecting yourself is part of self-love, self-care. Self-preservation. All of these things are integral, at least in my opinion, to having a whole self. And the more that we understand that as individuals, the better we can conduct ourselves in these partnerships that we create. Partnerships all across the board with our mothers, fathers, children, our extended family, our coworkers, the strangers we meet on the street, at the grocery store, our romantic partners, our hookups, our flings, with people who we encounter and we have conflict with. I think it also plays into the grace that we have. If we are able to carry grace for ourselves, we're able to carry grace for others with some balance, with some boundaries. I think it's important that we consider these things. And in defining intimacy as the connection that you feel with beings in relation to how their presence or their absence, just in relation to how you interact with them and the emotional weight that those interactions carry. I think those are things to consider when we talk about intimacy, when we talk about connection. And that's just a little food for thought that I'd like to provide. And it's just what was on my mind about the topic of intimacy, and I'd love to understand what's on yours. As always, I'm open to your questions. If you have any stories that you'd like to share, or if you need any of my advice, you can go to, you can email me at nerdygirlanswers@gmail.com. Hit my socials, which is at nerdygirlc+ on Instagram, or you can find me hosting It's a Jungle in Here, which is available on Spotify, on anchor.fm, or the Anchor app, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Again, I'm Kara, the nerdy girl, signing off. Catch you later. Oh, yeah. Your assignment till the next time we talk. Be intimate with yourself, or strive for a deepening level of intimacy in the relationships that you find important or worthy of it. You know, it's not like a unilateral application. It's not a blanket. Unless, of course, it needs to be. But only you can decide that. Anything that I share with you is for you to apply where it makes sense to do so, and not where it doesn't. Okay? Cool.